Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Happy Thursday!
Morning!
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! We're all clearly very excited for the second presidential debate tonight. I'm kind of excited about watching it because...
Are you really?
Yeah, because I like the idea that they're going to mute the microphones.
Yeah.
So I just want to see how pissed off everyone gets about it. I think Biden will be cool with it, but Trump's going to lose his mind.
There'll be a lot of yelling, huh?
There'll be a lot of yelling.
Off mic.
Oh, man, this whole thing. This whole thing that is a presidential election is exactly in line with the chaos and madness of 2020. It goes right with it. By the way, I was reading yesterday that Texas is kicking ass on early voting. They're saying that our early voting numbers will be the best in a century and possibly even historic.
That's awesome. Have you guys voted yet?
No, I have not.
That's a very, very personal question, Sarah.
No, that's not personal.
I'm kidding. No, it's not personal. You wear the sticker that says I voted.
I plan on voting tomorrow.
You're supposed to make a plan. That's what everybody says. Make a plan.
Yeah. I'm making a plan to vote tomorrow.
You know what's funny, you guys, is that you say that just the huge turnouts, and I've driven past places that have giant lines, and no one looks upset. Like, they're in line, and it's such a long line. Like, they're still in, like, you know what I mean? They're there. They're not leaving. Like, you could easily drive up and say, forget that, and leave. It looks like people are sticking around. That's good, man. Yeah, get people out.
Well, I didn't want to vote on the first day. First of all, I despise lines more than anything in the world, and that I would be upset. I didn't want to vote in the first couple of days of early voting because of just the chaos. So I wanted to kind of get in and just let it all settle before I got in. But I definitely wanted to vote before Election Day because that would be chaos too.
Yeah.
So I figure like right now is probably a really good time. And also too, I wanted to be able to check my neighbor app to find out what places near my home have the shortest lines.
Oh, yeah. When I voted, it was a short line. I was going to vote on Election Day because I like to vote on Election Day because it feels cool.
That's crazy, though.
My stepdaughter was in town, and she's a first-time voter, and so we went together. But they ran out of stickers, and so...
Oh, well, they didn't count.
No.
It's official. It does not count.
Go back and get in line.
Your vote does not count
unless you get a sticker. How do I tell people, how do people believe me that I voted if I don't have a sticker?
That's right.
Or a picture on Instagram. Nobody believes me.
Oh, you should have taken a picture parking.
You could do what I do. I just save my stickers from years past. I just recycle my stickers.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, you're so environmental friendly.
If you haven't noticed, Sarah, Booker's stickers are faded because of the years more and more. It's like, dude, were you waiting in line outside? It's like, bro.
No, this is just from 2014.
What time? So tonight my choices are, which I was not planning on watching the president. The election, but it's the New York Giants versus the Eagles on Thursday Night Football. Our college, Appalachian State. I don't even know who the other. I guess I'm watching the debate, y'all.
Yeah. Okay, good. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of options to watch tonight. I started watching that Hubie Halloween last night on Netflix.
How was it?
The Adam Sandler Halloween movie. Sarah said it was good. And
I said it was cute.
Yeah.
I said it was cute because it's fun and Halloween-y.
Right. And she's right. So far, so good. I haven't finished it yet because I had to go to bed, but so far it was, you know, here's the thing. The problem with the Adam Sandler films, they're all horrible, and he plays the exact same role in every single film.
I can't stand that man.
The exact same role. The thing about Hubie Halloween that actually makes it good is there's a purpose. Most of his films don't really have a purpose. This has a purpose because, like you said, it's Halloween, really, you know, based. But I also like the fact that the same cat, you know, the same people are in every single Sandler movie.
And his wife and daughters.
Yeah.
Which is really cute.
I'd rather watch The First Debate over again than Hubie Halloween. Over and over and over and over.
All right. Well, we're going to find out why Sarah just discovered LinkedIn. And what are you looking for a job for? That's next on Mix.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
For the first time in more than 50 years, Charlie Brown's holiday specials will not be broadcast on network TV. From now on, iconic shows like It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can only be seen on Apple TV Plus.
Nothing like teaching kids the true meaning of the holidays by forcing them to cough up money to watch a 54-year-old cartoon. Even worse, they told Charlie Brown it was going to be on TV and then pulled it away at the last second.
I love this. Sarah Osbourne just discovered LinkedIn.
So I'm on a super secret mission. She doesn't listen to the show, but my best friend is about to have a birthday and we're trying to put together a video for her, but I can't get her brother, mom, or dad because I don't have their cell phone numbers. So
wait a minute. You've known her virtually your entire life and you have no idea how to contact her family?
Well, I have her address. So one option is I could mail her mother
a
letter.
What is mail?
Wow.
Sarah, you really can't, like, honestly, her brother's
father,
not on social?
No, I could have my father drive by their house in Dallas and ring their doorbell. Or I did think that I could go on LinkedIn. Because her brother is, like, really high up in whatever company he works for. He's, like, super important. Like, he's, like, senior VP something. And I can try to reach out to her brother on LinkedIn. But I don't ever do LinkedIn. I think I've been on LinkedIn twice, maybe, in my entire life.
What about social media, Sarah?
None of them are on it?
Facebook?
None of them are on social media.
None of them are on social media.
No.
Could you find her brother super easy by going to the company website and kind of just figuring out what the email address would be, or nah?
That's probably what I'm going to have to do because I asked him to join me on LinkedIn and he hasn't joined me yet. Yes, Booker?
I'll be having lunch with them before you figure out how to get in touch.
That's true. Well, good. Figure it out. Okay, so anyway, I went on to LinkedIn and you know how it tells you who's been viewing your profile? Mm-hmm. Like on LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you who's been viewing my profile. And I freaked out last night, and I want you to explain to me how this is a possibility, okay? I just texted you a photograph. It's right under someone at KVU Media who viewed me.
By the way, it's going to take me 3 minutes because I have Sprint. Hang on.
Oh, no. Who's viewed your profile? Sam Ellinger, quarterback at the University of Texas at Austin.
What are the odds? 3 days ago, he viewed my profile.
How about
that? I'm like, Sam, if you're trying to get a hold of me, I'm right here. What do you need? What do you need, Sam Ellinger? What do you want? What were you trying to ask me?
Interesting.
Why is he trying to view your profile?
Yeah, what's the dealie?
I don't know. So what should I do? I mean, like, look, I'm married. I'm happy. I'm just excited because he's the UT quarterback. Like, 18-year-old me would be freaking out. Should I go look at his profile or should I, like, send him a little poke or something?
A poke.
That's not how LinkedIn works, Sarah.
A poke, bro.
What do you do? What do you do?
You don't do anything, Sarah. Leave it as is.
It was probably an accident.
Yeah, I mean, he just saw it. Here's a good example. Vince Young once called me at 1 a.m. on like a Tuesday night on FaceTime video. And I was like, what are the odds another UT quarterback?
Yeah.
I did not answer it. And he didn't leave a voicemail. And we just left it at that. Accidents happen.
I still want to reach out. Sam Ellinger, if you happen to be listening and you need to get a hold of me.
Sarah, he doesn't need anything.
I just want y'all to know that I'm really cool because for some reason 3 days ago,
Sam
Ellinger tried to look me up on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn profile. He's hiring you for what?
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
You may or may not know this about me, but I am not a reader. Certainly not one to sit down with a book and read it.
No. What's a book to Brad
Although,
Booker?
I do have books just to look like I'm cool.
Hey, I'm with you, man. You're not alone.
So I'll display books all over my house. They've just never been read. My wife is a reader, though, and that's why I'm heavily relying on her to read Green Lights, a new memoir from our guy, Matthew McConaughey. Although I did find out yesterday that he voiced the book for Audible. So that is worth a listen.
There you go.
He spent the early 2000s making romantic comedies, Matthew did, obviously, like The Wedding Planner, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Failure to Launch, Fool's Gold, and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. And in 2010, he wanted to change course so badly, this is what we learned in the book, that he turned down $14.5 million to do another rom-com. He said in his new memoir, Green Lights, that the romantic comedies remain my only consistent box office hits, which made them my only consistent incoming offers. I enjoyed them. I had taken the baton from Hugh Grant and I ran with it. But when the time came to move on, he didn't look back. He said, quote, I declined a $14.5 million offer. If I couldn't do what I wanted, I wasn't going to do what I didn't, no matter the price. He didn't say what the movie was, but could you imagine turning down $14.5 million?
Wow. I know. And, you know, here's the thing. I love that he can do what he wants and that, you know, he didn't take it, but I really like him in rom-coms and I would really like him to do another rom-com.
Well, I'm sure he'll circle back around.
I hope so.
On a serious note, Matthew also revealed that he was blackmailed into losing his virginity when he was 15. He didn't elaborate, so it's unclear what happened. And he said,
what?
When he was 18, he was molested by a man while unconscious in the back of a van.
Dude.
He didn't provide any details in that story either, but he did say that he has, quote, never felt like a victim. Very interesting. I look forward to hearing all about this book that I'm not going to read.
but you'll listen. You'll listen on Audible.
I'll listen on Audible.
Hey, there's a very good chance that Super Bowl 55 could be played in March. Y'all, man, I mean, it's like, if anyone doesn't think that this COVID thing is for real, when you see the NFL possibly thinking about moving the Super Bowl 4 weeks away from where it's normally scheduled, that's the real deal, y'all. This hit with a lot of people yesterday, I saw on social media. But the CEO of the Green Bay Packers came out and said that with the flu season coming up and with teams postponing, teams having COVID outbreaks, there's a very good chance that Super Bowl could be played in March. And there's a good possibility, y'all, that during your spring break, during March Madness, during St. Patrick's Day, add in a Super Bowl to all that mess.
I read a story that it's costing teams millions of dollars per game by not having anybody in attendance.
Oh, I can imagine.
That's just a regular season game. Imagine if there was nobody in attendance for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
How much money they would lose out on. Insane.
It is a dumb question. Where is the Super Bowl this year or in 2021?
Tampa Bay, home of Tom Brady, yo.
Okay.
Booker and Alex both have kids, and one of you has a kid with a name that is included in the top 10 names of 2020. Who do you think it is?
My kids' names are Grayson and Marini. When we first named our son, we thought we were so original. And what we have learned over the last 6 years is that name has become more and more popular. My daughter's name, forget about it. You know, that's never going to be on any list.
Yeah, don't say never.
I don't see that happening. People can't even pronounce it.
My son Jake and my daughter Alexandra, I mean, that's as vanilla as it gets. I mean, that's common, like, on any list, bro.
They're brown kids, so it's certainly not vanilla. Yeah, but
Mexican vanilla.
Okay, there you go.
Well, on the list of most popular boy names for 2020 is Grayson. Grayson has arrived. The top boy name is Liam. The top girl name is Sophia. If you want the full list, text trending to 51993.
Liam. Liam is on the list. Liam. You just said, wow.
Liam is the top name.
That's crazy. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks so much for listening to Mix 94.7. Also streaming through your smart speakers and on your mobile phone in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
In honor of its 50th anniversary earlier this month, a British supermarket chain launched a chicken nugget into space. And even after passing through Earth's atmosphere, it was still frozen on the inside.
If you missed SNL over the weekend, Issa Rae was the guest host, and you didn't miss anything about her monologue.
Except?
It was not funny. However, she did bring up something that I thought was really interesting. She talked about how she gets around whenever she sees someone and doesn't remember their name. Check this out.
I learned how to do the oh my God, hey. And that's when you see someone at a Hollywood event and you have like 4 seconds to remember their name. So you buy a little time by starting with, oh my God, hey, look at you.
Happens to me all the time. And I think I've gotten, because I've been in that situation so many times, I've gotten pretty good at just kind of BSing my way through it. But what do you say? I mean, how do you handle the situation when someone knows you, but you can't remember his or her name?
Ooh, that's the worst.
Do you just admit it or try to figure a way to get out of it?
Oh, no. I always introduce. I'm praying that it happens when I'm with someone. And I look at the person. I say, oh, by the way, this is, let's say, this is Booker. And then you say, hey, what's up, Brad Booker? And then they say their name, hopefully.
Yes. You know what I do is, if I walk into a room and I see people that I'm like, oh my God, what is their name? I can usually find them in a stalkery way on Instagram or Facebook. So
yes.
I'll go into the bathroom and I'll start like doing a deep dive into Facebook to find them.
Yes.
So that when I walk back out and walk up to them, I know their name.
Yeah, very good. If I am given the opportunity, I will search and find their name, because that is one of the things that gives me the highest amount of anxiety, not knowing someone's name when I see them. I hate it so much. Matter of fact, right at the very beginning, right when things were about to get locked down, right before they made the announcement to cancel South By, I was out with a group of friends. One person in particular who I've known forever, and I called him the wrong name.
Bro.
Oh man.
And I have never been so mortified. It's, to me, calling someone by the wrong name is one of the worst things ever. And it's interesting, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the big thing over the weekend was that senator who has worked with Kamala Harris forever intentionally mispronounced her name and got a lot of heat for it on social media, because they said that, you know, mispronouncing someone's name when you know how to pronounce it is just the ultimate form of disrespect.
And Bernie and Elizabeth and Kamala, I don't know.
And one of the quotes was, learn how to say people's names correctly. It's part of their identity, and doing so is a basic form of respect. And that is so, so important to me.
And that's fair, but sometimes people have really hard names to pronounce. Like, she's a very unique name, but my friend Japhea, J-A-P-H-E-A, here in Austin. I had never heard that word before. Like, I'd never even heard it before. And I remember for the first, like, 3 months, I'd have to ask my friend, like, okay, is it Japhea? Japhea? I don't understand. Like, I know how to spell it. I can't remember how to say it. And
yeah,
I would have to, like, ask around secretly. It's Japhea.
Yeah, then you found out all of you've been saying it wrong this whole time. It's actually Giffia.
Shut up.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Hello.
Kim in South Austin. What's the first thing you say to someone who you know, but you can't remember his or her name?
Hey, how are you? It's been forever.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me of your name again.
Oh, you
did that?
You'll actually ask them.
Yes.
Wow. What if it's someone that you have to know their name? Like, it's ridiculous for you not to know their name.
I guess I would rethink why I don't know their name. But if I don't know it, I would just ask.
Man.
That's a good point. Diana in Cedar Park, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you address someone when you can't remember their name?
I will completely be honest and be like, I'm really sorry, I don't remember your name. Can you tell me your name again?
Oh, really? Dang. I mean, that made me feel uncomfortable by you just saying that. I can't believe you guys do that.
Well, maybe they appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy. I mean, if you don't remember their name, it'd be more embarrassing if you call them something that's not their name.
That's true.
I never thought of that.
That's true.
Definitely.
His current record is 1,504 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Anna. Anna lives in Pflugerville. She makes a commute to North Austin, where she's a manager at a commercial life-saving company. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Anna!
Hey! Good morning.
Hey.
and good morning to you.
Hi.
Let's play. I'm going to leave the room. Sarah's about to ask you five pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same five. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Boom.
Awesome.
All right.
I don't know. I have a good feeling about Anna.
Yeah.
Bad feeling for me.
All right. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Awesome.
There is a list of the 50 best movie and TV plot twists, and on that, of course, is The Sixth Sense, because we find out that Bruce Willis was what the entire time?
Dead.
Did you know that Ben Stiller auditioned for Marty McFly, Back to the Future? I already had a Marty McFly question in the last week, but who played Marty McFly in the movie instead of Ben Stiller?
Michael J. Fox.
So Charlie Brown holiday specials will all be on Apple TV this year instead of network TV. Who is perhaps Charlie Brown's closest female friend? She's also the name of a candy. I wouldn't call it popular, but I like it.
Peppermint Patty.
Okay. So Universal has greenlit two more Fast and Furious movies. That'll be number 10 and number 11. And it's completely done after that. What's the name of the Fast and the Furious spinoff with The Rock and Jason Statham?
Hobbs and Shaw. I love it.
And finally, Chris Pratt's wife defended her husband after he was dubbed the worst Hollywood Chris. Who is Chris Pratt married to?
Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, we'll bring it back in.
Booker! Hey!
Oh my gosh, she got all five right.
Yeah!
How did you know?
That's what's up. No.
How did you know, Booker? That she
was gonna
do so good.
I listen to you guys all the time, and I play along.
Yes.
I don't know. I could just tell the sound of her voice that she meant business.
That's great.
Wow.
Awesome.
You ready to lose or tie?
Yeah.
So there's a list of the 50 best movie and TV plot twists. The Sixth Sense on that list.
Yeah.
And that is because Bruce Willis was what the whole time?
He was dead the whole time. And that movie hit me maybe more than any other movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Why?
Because the ending was like, oh my gosh. And I saw the premiere, so before anybody was talking about it, I had no idea about the movie. And it was just one of those, like, really, like, oh, my gosh. You know what I mean?
So he was dead, but was he his dad, too, or something like that?
He was a ghost, Alex.
He was a ghost.
But was he related to the kid?
But you didn't know.
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I unfortunately,
but
I
you didn't know
it.
The whole time. You had no idea. And then at the end, when you find out that he's dead, you're like, oh, my. And then you start going back and putting all the pieces together. It's like, it's a mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, the little kid says, I see dead people, and he's telling Bruce Willis. But you don't realize he sees Bruce Willis because he's dead.
Right. Thanks for spoiling it for me.
You're welcome.
Well, if you haven't seen it by now.
Moving on. Did you know, this is a fun fact, that Ben Stiller auditioned for the role of Marty McFly in Back to the Future? And yes, I have had two Marty McFly questions in the last week or two.
I
but
mean, why not?
Who did play Marty McFly?
This whole can't be Booker is by the 1990s.
I mean, what year is it?
Michael J. Fox played Marty McFly. Yeah.
So let's go back even more. I don't know when Charlie Brown started.
Oh, my God.
Before the 90s.
Jeez almighty.
Charlie Brown, the holiday specials,
the 60s,
will all be on
way.
Apple TV this year instead of network TV. Who is perhaps Charlie Brown's closest friend? She's also a candy.
Peppermint Patty?
Yeah. So Universal has greenlit two more Fast and Furious movies, number 10 and number 11, and then it will finally be done. What's the name of the spinoff with Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Nice.
Oh, blue.
Thanks for getting us to 2020, Sarah.
Yeah, appreciate
and
it.
And finally, Chris Pratt's wife defended her husband after he was dubbed the worst Hollywood Chris. Who is Chris Pratt married to?
Well, he wasn't dubbed the worst Hollywood Chris. To be fair, there was a poll, and someone kind of went through and added up the responses and... I mean...
So what would you call that? He had the most responses for worst Hollywood Chris, so what would you call that?
But he wasn't... I mean, look, it's like, do you want hotter or hottest? You know, I mean...
Exactly.
You still can't go wrong with Chris Pratt.
No, not at all.
So says his wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Whatever.
Wow. thought the wheels were falling off, my friend.
Well, glad you can have a party of one.
I know, right?
It's lonely up there at the top.
That was fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yay.
My name is Anna from Pflugerville, and I can't beat Booker.
All right.
Good try.
Yeah, Ty, what's up?
Coming up next, it's Waiting by the Phone, and Caitlin wants to know why, after several good dates, even one at his home,
nice, she
has been ghosted. Well, we are going to find out coming up. Waiting by the Phone is next on Mix 94.7, and even on your smart speakers, just text Alexa to 51993 to find out how to listen.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Fling flang, bamboozled, ghosted. Some of these are words to describe great dates that just don't have any follow through. We're here to help out if you are still looking for answers. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Caitlin. What's up, Caitlin?
What's
up? Hi. So Caitlin has been out with a guy named Zachary. Let's hear what exactly happened and why you have been ghosted.
Okay, well, so everything was going great. Like, our first date, we went and had drinks. And then we went on a second date, and we had dinner. And then we went to a third date to a drive-in movie.
Oh.
And we go back to his place. We hang out. And then this coming up weekend, we're going to go to a brewery, but I haven't heard anything from him. Like, I texted him, but he hasn't responded. It's really weird.
Okay, so drinks on the first date, dinner on the second date, movie on the third date.
Sounds like a relationship, if you ask me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's ramp it up.
It's like you're rounding the bases, girlfriend. Yeah. It's like, okay, first, second, third. Now you're ready to slide into home plate.
Yeah, he must be in jail.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, how do you fall off like that?
What happened after your last date?
I stayed the night, but everything was good. Like,
wait, that's a good thing typically.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. I left in the morning.
It was a good departure.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello? Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Zachary?
Yeah, this is Zachary.
Hey, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Hey, bud.
From Mix 94.7. We're calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And full disclosure, just want to let you know that we also have Caitlin on the line, and that's the reason we're calling you, because she just told us that you guys have been out a few times, and she most recently was at your house after a drive-in movie, and she's been eagerly awaiting hearing from you about this weekend, and she says she hasn't heard anything.
Hi, Zachary.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hey. I hope you don't mind. I just haven't heard from you.
Hey, Zachary, was there something that Caitlin did that made you say, I don't know about this woman?
I don't know. It's kind of awkward. After our date, on the way home, we made, like, she wanted to make, like, a tampon run, which is fine. That wasn't a big deal, but it's just like after she used one, she left the box under my sink.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, okay, I really like this girl, but did she just move in with me? I've got a box of tampons now.
Bro.
Under my sink, you know?
Well, okay. I did leave a box of tampons, but I wasn't expecting us to get married. It was just there. I guess I could see how that could look, but I wasn't meaning for it to be, like, I wasn't meaning to be like, oh, you know, you're mine, and, you know, I wasn't thinking. I just kind of put, I'm sorry. I just really thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to just leave this here in case this happens again.
I mean, not like we're on her side or anything, right, Zachary, but I don't think that that's really out of the ordinary.
That's such dude thinking, man.
What is?
What he did. Like, he got all freaked out. Like, dude,
that she's moving in?
Yes. Yes.
That's funny. Well, okay, so then hold up. Y'all would be fine if a girl came over to your house the first time
mm-hmm.
and left, I don't know, What else could we leave? Like, that we need to use again. Okay, we leave our hair dryer.
Mm-hmm. No, dude.
Or we leave our makeup bag.
Different. That's different.
No, is it? I don't think it is.
If you leave your,
I don't think it is.
If you leave your bra or panties, it's what that's what's up.
That's
you know?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that, you know, it's, like, convenient or that, you know, you would need them. But, I mean, I'm not seeing anyone else right now. But if I was dating someone else and they came over, they're like, well, why does this single guy have a, you know, a tampon box from Target sitting in his sink. I just wouldn't even know what to say, you know?
I don't think that's really something that a woman would be too surprised about, you know? It happens.
Yeah.
Sarah?
I'm shocked. I can't decide if you're lying just to be, like, nice guy or if that's real. Because, like, I just feel like if a girl spent the night at either of you guys' house and left a big old box of tampons, you'd be like, psh, excuse me. Is it your house?
Right.
Keep them in your purse. But whatever. I always bring them in my purse. But next time, there's no next time because I'm married. Next time I'll just bring a big, I'll go to Costco and just leave a whole big tub. Didn't know it was cool.
In this situation, I truly believe, Caitlin, that it was just a, hey, I'm just going to leave it here just in case.
Yeah.
But I have known women, and I know that women are out there, and the sound of my voice, that will intentionally leave something to give
100%.
Them a reason to stay connected to the guy.
Yep.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I don't think Caitlin is going to be saying, hey, man, I got to come over to pick up my box of tampons.
Right, right.
Or, it has to be something of value, earrings or something.
Or women are leaving stuff like that to mark their territory, like dogs pee on trees. Like, she leaves her tampons, like, saying, what? There's a girl here. It's me. Yeah.
I think y'all should go out again.
Totally.
But
it's funny, though.
Zachary, come on, man. This is pretty innocent.
Don't be scared, bro.
Yeah.
Zachary, would you be willing to go out with Caitlin again, give it another go around? Look, we've already had 3 good dates. We were just talking about how it's like running the bases. Let's turn the corner and come home. Come on, man.
If you guys say I'm overreacting, then
yes,
I'm willing to. I mean, I'm not perfect, so yeah, maybe I just kind of freaked me out a little.
There you go.
Awesome, Zachary.
Stop being a dude.
Awesome. That's a dude right there. That's a good man. Yep. That's a good man.
I'll pick him up when I come back over.
Look what that was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.